for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Welcome to Living Life. If I told you every day that I love you, but also every day take every opportunity to ignore you, is that actual true love? If every day I told you that I trust in you, I trust in your abilities, and yet when something happens, I refuse to call on you, I refuse to ask for help, is that true faith in you? If I say it with my lips or even think about it in my head and think I believe it in my head, and yet none of it actually comes out in my life, is it truly there? In today's passage, we're introduced to two miracles performed by Jesus. And in each instance, though of course Jesus is in charge, we see that it is faith, true faith, that's the catalyst for these miracles. So today, join me in faith, in true faith, in our Lord Jesus Christ, and let's trust in Him. And so I'll read today's passage together.
Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 26. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go. Show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
There are two miracles in today's passage, like we just read. In the first miracle, we see a leper. He's a man who's suffering from skin disease. He comes out of nowhere and he bows down at the feet of Jesus. And he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Though we might not appear so much so, this required immense faith and also great courage. Here was an unclean man going down openly in front of everyone at the feet of a religious leader, a teacher. You know, easily could have been rebuked or turned back for being so bold and even being in the same space as Jesus and these other people. But it required great faith as well. If you look at what he says his request raises the question of Jesus' willingness to heal, not his capability. He knows that Jesus can do it. And because of that, Jesus says, I am willing, be cleaned, and that man is healed. But scripture tells us that Jesus did one additional thing. We are told that Jesus touches the man. He makes physical contact with him. You know, for us, it might not be a big deal. And yet, you know, this could just be another story of many stories of Jesus miraculously healing. But it is this touch that is so significant. You know, this man was a leper, which meant he was both physically unclean and ritually unclean, which was just as bad as the ailment. It meant that this man was meant to be on the outside of the community, not allowed to worship or be in the presence of others. For if anyone touched this man, he or she could be unclean as well. And this was part of the religious system of the Jews. The notion of being clean and unclean dictated how you lived your life, how you were able to be part of a community, to work, to worship. Every aspect, it mattered whether you were clean or unclean, whether you were pure or impure. Yet Jesus, knowing all of this, what does he do? He goes out and he touches the man. He didn't have to, yet he chose to. And normally, to touch this man would make himself, would make Jesus unclean as well. And Jesus would have to remove himself from the community. But now, what we see in today's scripture is that through Jesus Christ, everything is turned upside down. That whatever Jesus touches, no matter how unclean it might appear to be, it is now rendered pure and clean and healed. And because this man believed and acted, he was rewarded for his faith, and he was, you know, given access back. In the second miracle, we see a group of men. They try to bring a paralyzed man to Jesus for healing. But as always, the crowd is too large. Therefore, what do? They go on top of the roof. They go through the roof. They go through the tiles, and they lower the man before Jesus. Scripture tells us that Jesus saw their faith, and then he responded by healing the man. You know, in both of these instances, we see Jesus in the forefront. He's in charge. He's the one that performs all the miracles. And yet also what we see in both instances is that we see the faith of the people as the impetus for these miracles. You know, what we are shown in today's passage is that faith is not merely an attitude or something intellectual. You know, it's important for us to have visual faith, a faith that is truly alive in our lives. You know, in both cases, the faith of the people, they brought them to Jesus. The leper searched and found Jesus. The group of men did all that they could to get this paralyzed friend in front of Jesus. You know, their faith, it expressed their desire in their time of greatest need to get to Jesus, to get too near to Jesus. Now, that's what faith ought to be for us to do all that we can to get near to Jesus, to do all that we can in our lives, our minds, our hearts, so that our lives could align with Jesus's. You know, I remember a few years back, there was some kind of national tragedy, and a well-known pastor, he sent out a message saying, prayers needed now. And many people criticized him for the tweet, for the message that he sent out, saying that, you know, we can't be wasting time with prayer. We need to have real actions. But what they didn't realize was that the heart of the message was not for us to do nothing, not for us to just sit down and do nothing. But at the heart of the message was a heart that desired to invite Christ into the situation, to invite him first, and then do all that we can in faith to fix, to heal, to do whatever we can to bring restoration. You know, that's what our faith ought to be today, and that's what Christ is inviting us. You know, let's invite Christ into our lives today. The amazing thing is, in both cases, the men were healed. But that's actually not the greatest gift that Christ gave them. He saved them. He came into their lives. He forgave their sins only as Jesus could. You know, whether you find yourself today in some kind of pain like these two men, or you're just going through your normal everyday life, I pray that everyone here today is able to seek Jesus, to seek him in faith, and to invite him in, to be bold in our faith today, and that all that we do, any aspect of our lives, to first invite Jesus in. And in both cases, there is some ambiguity with the identity of Jesus, the real identity of Jesus. Though most of the people know that he's not a normal man, that he's not just the son of a carpenter, many people don't actually realize who he is. You know, for the people who were healed, there was no doubt who Jesus was. But for the Pharisees and the religious leaders, even though they were present, they could not actually see or understand. And the amazing thing is that all of these people, they were together, they witnessed the same event, they heard about everything about Jesus, and yet their conclusions were totally different. So I ask you today, who is Jesus to you? Now, Jesus is reaching out to every one of us here today, showing us in our lives and making his presence known. I pray that everyone here today, as Jesus is reaching out to us, that we are able to respond in faith, not make the same mistakes as the Pharisees and ignore what is right in front of us. Instead, that we are able to see Jesus and know Jesus for who he is. You know, he is our Lord. He is our Savior. He's our friend. He is the true Son of God. You know, we spoke a lot about the nature of faith today. And I know that many people here watching, you know, praying and worshiping with us, you guys know who Jesus is. But I also know there might be many people out here that have no idea who Jesus is. You know, I pray, especially for you today, that you are able to open up your hearts, to read the scripture, and to be able to see what Jesus is doing in your life right now. And I pray that every one of us is able to respond with true faith. Let us all pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the gift of your presence, for the gift of your call, and the gift of faith that you have given us as well, Lord. We pray, Lord Father God, that we don't waste any of this, that through our lives, that our faith is true, that our faith is alive, and our faith is lived out in all that we do. Help us to know exactly who you are in our lives. Let us not be able to pick and choose, but instead know exactly who you are, Lord. Lord, we worship you, we praise you, we honor you, and we thank you for all that you have done for us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGM.